UWF Florida YAF leader urges student government to condemn CCP for fentanyl crisis. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 6, 2024. University of Florida's Young Americans for Freedom, YAF, chapter leader Caitlin McCoy warned fellow students about the Chinese Communist Party's CCP role in fentanyl-related deaths in the United States in a bid to convince the student body Senate to condemn the CCP. University of Florida YAF condemns the Chinese Communist Party for their part in the rapidly rising amount of fentanyl entering into the United States, McCoy said before the school's student government on Tuesday evening. Watch below. Young Americans for Freedom at the University of Florida is eager and ready to take a stand, McCoy added, urging her fellow students to join this fight against the rising deaths of fentanyl. University of Florida's YAF student group is also distributing literature about the fentanyl crisis, citing shocking revelations unveiled in Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. The new book by Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer, who is also a YAF alumnus and director. The YAF chapter is also launching a petition calling on the school's student government to formally condemn the CCP. McCoy opened her Tuesday remarks by recounting the tragic stories of high school student Colin Walker and college student Madeline Globe, who suffered fatal overdoses from taking fentanyl-laced drugs that they thought were something else. Walker had taken a drug laced with fentanyl, which resulted in him overdosing and dying in his high school principal's arms. By the time the paramedics arrived, it was already too late, McCoy explained. Globe had purchased what she thought was Xanax, but instead it was a drug that was linked to fentanyl. Madeline died soon after taking the pill from a drug overdose, the YAF chapter leader said. The Ohio State University warned students about fake Adderall pills being sold around campus, McCoy continued. Students think that they are purchasing the drugs they need to manage their ADHD during exam season, but instead they are getting a deadly mix of drugs with fentanyl. Ohio State University has seen several deaths in the last year due to fentanyl-related overdoses from consuming Adderall pills, she added. These stories are becoming less unique every year. Fentanyl-related overdoses are on the rise among young people. McCoy also noted that a report from the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission stated that China is the number one cause for deadly fentanyl flooding into America. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid drug, McCoy said. It is 100 times more powerful than morphine and 50 times more powerful than heroin. It can be smoked or ingested, and it's sold on its own or mixed with other drugs like heroin. The YAF chapter leader explained that fentanyl is being trafficked into the United States in two ways, through the United States-Mexico border and through the mail. McCoy added that the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, has said that China produces fentanyl for consumption and sells it to the Mexican drug cartels. These drugs are then illegally trafficked into the United States and quickly make it onto our streets, McCoy said. With regards to mailing the deadly drug, McCoy added that the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission has noted that international mail or express consignment services, such as UPS or FedEx, is mailing fentanyl across the border. The DEA further states in an unclassified report that China is the primary supplier of deaths to fentanyl in the United States, McCoy said. Fentanyl-related deaths have skyrocketed in America, she noted. Fentanyl deaths peaked above 112,000 in the last year. This rate has quadrupled within the last 5 years. Now more than ever, as young Americans and leaders of the next generation, we have to take a stand, McCoy asserted. Fentanyl is flowing through our borders and taking the lives of millions of Americans. The CCP is complicit in this epidemic. In an interview with Breitbart News about his new book Blood Money, Schweitzer explained the connection between China and the North American fentanyl trade. A lot of the people involved in the fentanyl trade actually have senior positions in the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, or their advisors to the CCP government. But the links in this chain of fentanyl that is poisoning 100,000 Americans, every link in that chain is a Chinese operation, Schweitzer said, explaining that the Mexican cartels are really the junior partners. We all know the precursors come from China, Schweitzer said, explaining that we have been unable to stop the precursors because the international terminal in Manzanillo in Mexico is actually run by a Chinese company that's very close to the Chinese state. He said, explaining that those precursors come into the port of Manzanillo and are moved to a town in northern Mexico where, according to leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security that I obtained, 2,000 Chinese nationals essentially operate as chemists. In other words, these Chinese nationals are on our border doing it in our backyard. It does not end there, either, because the Chinese are selling pill presses to the Mexican cartels at cost. And the cartels are using communication devices and apps that are Chinese because they know that the Chinese will not share those communications with U.S. law enforcement, Schweitzer said. Schweitzer added that the final part of the puzzle in fentanyl trafficking is the issue of money laundering, which he says the Mexican cartels are now doing using Chinese state-owned banks. According to our law enforcement, they use Chinese students in the United States on education visas to actually launder the money in those banks, Schweitzer said. So, this is a Chinese operation much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation, he concluded. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.